Part 14, Chapter 6. Not until then had Johnny thought about what was going to happen to himself. He had a feeling that it didn't really matter. He knew his head was staved in. He had lost an awful lot of blood. But he ought to make a gesture, some rudimentary effort, just to say he had. Say to whom? He was out of radio contact. The drone was wave-neutralized to any screen. There was not the slightest chance of the drone being seen visually in this storm. Down under him would be sea, or an even less friendly mountainside, if the blast disabled his plane. Battle planes were pretty well armored, but firing his own guns in an enclosed space, plus the mines, plus the fuel of the drone, was going to make a pretty big bang. His jet backpacks were gone. He rummaged about in the back of the plane. Must remember not to lean forward. That's what blacked him out. A brief moment of hope. A life raft. He pulled it out. The automatic inflation cartridges were long since duds. It had a little manual pump. He started to pump it up. Orange colored. Some tinsel on it. Then he realized he was being stupid. If he inflated it, he couldn't get it back in the plane. He knew the plane would sink. He wouldn't be able to get it out. The wind was tugging at the half-inflated raft. A wave of blackness came over him, and the door draft casually flicked it out of his hands. It went away into the storm. Gone. It had all been a waste of time. He got into the plane. He had some blankets. He had been hurt in the earlier crash. The map case had not been enough. So he padded his knees and the windscreen with blankets. He realized he had not checked for loose objects. They were deadly. He took the blankets away and looked in the rear of the plane behind him. Littered. A backward jolt of the plane would have made them into projectiles. Wearily, he got out and began to chuck things out through the door. Clip after clip of assault rifle ammunition. A shovel, whatever that was doing here. A sample pick. Odds and ends. He snugged down the cable ladder and ore net equipment of the plane. He put the food bag and his own pouch under the seat. More nauseated than ever, he got back in the seat and restored the blanket cushions. He wrapped the oversized security belts around him twice and up so they would keep his head from snapping forward. All set. He reached out for the gun controls and put them on full barrage, flame, and ready. They were aimed at that box of blasting caps. Was the drone tilting, or was he just dizzy? He couldn't tell with his dazed senses. He looked at the climb indicator of the plane. Yes, the drone was tilting, the door behind him lower now. Something had upset the coordinates. The magnetic fields of the limpet mines? But whatever it was trying to correct, it was pointing its door down. That meant if he shot backward and fired, he would be shooting himself toward the sea or the mountains. He better not delay. He kicked off the magnetic grips. The plane started to slide backward to the door. Hastily, he hit his starter buttons. The plane was sliding backward faster. He slammed his fist into the gun-firing button. The battle plane fired full blast. But the result was far more than just gun recoil. Before his eyes, the whole interior of the drone flashed a violent orange and green. The battle plane was catapulted backward into space like a projectile. The shock of sudden motion almost tore his head apart. He could still see, still register. The drone looked like an old rocket missile must have looked. It was soaring upward as though the door was the jet. Johnny's hands fumbled over the battle plane console. He punched in coordinates to arrest his backward descent. With a jolt, the plane slowed its rocketing downward plunge. But something else was happening. There was no response from the right balance motor. In a slow roll, the plane began to rotate in the sky. The roll became faster. The left balance motor could not hold it by itself. Johnny frantically battered the console keys. The plane was now cartwheeling through the storm.